next item is Holland Mills subdivision request to delete sidewalks.
This is a request to delete the sidewalks within this subdivision. Commission granted preliminary approval November 9th of 2005. Sidewalks were not a part of the conditions of approval. On July 26, 2007, the commission granted final approval and the applicants proffered sidewalks on one side of all the streets. We provided you a copy of the letter from the developer and documentation from the property owners within the development agreeing with the request.
All right then, Mr. Johnson, you have any comments about that?
Usually I'm not lacking comments, and this is one I'm certainly not lacking any comments, but first I'll ask a question. Do we know what percentage of this subdivision has been built out, Shane?
I've not been by it in a while.
First phase is substantially developed. Go ahead and take a left, you go into the first street and it loops around and comes back, and you come back out of the street near the pool house, the clubhouse, and some other activities. And that first phase is substantially developed.
That was my impression, Mr. Mike, when I visited the site, that I looked like I was looking at a fully developed subdivision. And quite frankly, gentlemen, I was floored, you know, that now at this point in time, someone has the audacity to come to the commission and ask that the sidewalks be deleted when it was on the approved plan. Now, I don't know if there's a problem with someone reading plans that were approved. I'm assuming that when we have a final, when we approve a project as a final, that we're approving the plans that are submitted as part of that. You know, whether it includes sidewalks or stormwater management ponds or lately we've had issues about even the size of the pool that was shown on the final plan. So if we're going to debate about the size of a pool that was on the final plan, I don't even know. Like I said, the audacity of them coming before this commission and asking to have the sidewalks removed, whether it were proffered or not, the fact they were on a final plan, without any real reason as to why they want the sidewalks removed, other than that they went out and they took petitions, and they all happened to be signed on the same day. So I guess they had somebody running around the neighborhood knocking on doors saying, will you sign this? But every petition was dated June 25th, 2014. So they had a busy day that day. What do we do? I mean, at what point does the county say, well, our final plans don't mean nothing?
How many, you know, what percentage of people who have purchased lots, has everyone agreed to forego the sidewalks? Every lot owner agreed?
You know, they in his letter that was submitted requesting that the sidewalks be removed, they talk about the cost of maintaining the sidewalks, et cetera. Well, the home my father lives on North Bedford Street, that he's lived on for 35 plus years, he's had to do no repairs, no maintenance to it, other than having the snow removed within X hours before the town of Georgetown comes along and fines the former mayor of Georgetown for not having a cleared sidewalk. So, in terms of maintenance how it was presented to the residents as to what kind of expense they were going to incur. But my impression is when a project is developed, just like the roads are responsibility of the developer. Presumably, the sidewalks would be the responsibility of the developer. Stormwater management pond would be the responsibility of the developer to build. Now, maintenance after the fact, that's a different story. But when you construct a project, I'm under the impression that it's the developer who pays for that stuff, not the individual home buyers.
That's correct, yeah.
So
there are 136 lots in that subdivision, and without knowing how many have been sold, there's not 136 different signatures.
Yeah, I counted 24 addresses.
I have to agree with Mr. Johnson, and the only thing that would influence me otherwise would be as if 100% of the people said they did not want a sidewalk. Because this issue of things being on a final plan and then coming back and asking not to do them, look, I've been doing this a long time, and I can tell you that no matter what they're talking about money, okay? Simply the expense of putting the sidewalk in is something that the developer does not wish to bear. And that's the long and short of it. There's no safety reason why they shouldn't be there. There was no drainage reason. You know, and we get those issues every now and then, but we don't have them in this instance. You know, it's what you said you were going to do. I think it's what they need to do. Mr. Ross, you have a thought on that, or
no, I totally concur with the conversation. The lots have been sold. There's not an economic burden. There's a commitment that's been made. That site plan was presented to people that bought those lots with sidewalks in. The money should be there to build the sidewalks. The profit has been made. They made the sales on the lots.
Well, and that's the issue that it speaks to, is that people, homeowners, purchased, you know, with the expectation. You might say it's not a big item, but where will this stop? You know? So I think if it's on the plan, it needs to be built. It's my opinion.
I agree with the other commissioners.
Let's have a motion.
Mr. Chairman, concerning Holland Mills subdivision request to delete sidewalks, my motion is for denial.
Second.
So moving seconded to deny the request to delete sidewalks for Holland Mills subdivision. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?